Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prim Mountain in the Ozark near Branson. And I have with me my grandchildren,
Brandon,
Hannah,
and their brother and sister. How old are you, Hannah?
21.
And how are you? Old are you?
I'm 23.
All right. It is written in the book of Acts that in the last days, God will pour out of his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young, and it's not just men, but your young people shall see visions and your old dream dreams. On my servants and my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit. We're in the last days. And God is really, and we've been talking about it. Young people are hungry for the supernatural. And he's promised it to us right here. And I know in your own life, Brandon, you've had a lot of supernatural experiences. And we were driving down the road going to Rhema, and we were listening to Brother Hagin's My Life, the story of my life. And he was talking about all the visions he had. And you looked up at me and you said, Mimi, he had visions too. You know, I'm not so strange. And so there's been a prolific amount of these visions and experiences in God of late. When did you start sensing such a call come on your life and such a...
I would probably say about junior high years, 7th mm-hmm. and 8th grade, I really started sensing it.
And how did it come to you?
I was... Actually, a group of friends was... They were wanting me to all hang out with them. They were not a good group of friends. They were wanting to get into trouble and... I said, I'm okay, I'm good, I don't want to. And when they left, I heard like the voice of the Lord said, I'm protecting you. So mm-hmm. I just knew, I could really sense it. Mm-hmm. And so from then on, I always kind of knew out of the back of my head, mm-hmm. you know, that God had something for me and I could just tell. I could just really tell. So.
And then these supernatural things began to happen.
Right.
Visions,
dreams.
And right up to this very day, they're happening in
yes.
your life. Uh-huh. And they're all part of the Holy Spirit. One thing, people at your age of life, they have this question. What do you want me to do? So what is your advice to people your age? How do they find out the will of God for their lives?
I would just get in the Word, start building a relationship with God, start talking to Him.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
At first I just started, you know, throughout the day, you just talk to Him, you know, ask Him, just have a real relationship with Him, you know. Lord, what do you think about this? You know, start just praising the Lord throughout the day underneath your breath. If you're in class, and He'll start talking to you, you'll start hearing clear. Then you'll start getting a craving for the Word. You'll start getting the Word a lot. You'll notice a difference. You'll notice the Lord will wake you up in the middle of the night. And just continue to seek Him. That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. And how do you hear Him?
Just basically, like I said, just kind of practicing His presence. And you'll start hearing Him. You'll just start hearing that small voice in your heart. You'll start hearing it, and it'll get louder and louder.
Now, I know, Brandon, that there's some things you had to do.
Yes.
And He told you to do them.
Right.
And some of the things He dealt with you quite a long time.
Right.
But then you finally did it, and you made that step. And how was that? Was it hard?
It was really hard. It kind of got to... I knew He was telling me to make a decision, and I got to a point where I had to really make a decision. I'm going to either decide this, or I'm not going to decide to keep going on what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It's like a crossroads. That's the best way I could explain
crossroads.
It. You know, He was telling me, but I kept kind of ignoring it for a little while. And then I got to a point where I had to decide, like, kind of like Moses, you know, you're going to be on the Lord's side, or are you going to be on the dark? You're going to go against it. So, mm-hmm. I decided to be on the Lord's side and continue to do what He was telling me to do.
And that's been about what?
About 5 months ago.
5 months ago. And so since then, you heard from the Lord that you passed a test.
Right.
And then He doesn't show you like your whole life.
No.
But
it's like little parts at a time.
Like, you know what? What do you know? about what he wants you to do?
I know he wants me to minister. And for, I used, when I was about 18 or 17, I want to minister, you know, I feel like I'm supposed to. And then for a while, I completely turned against it. I'm not going to.
That was when the devil was fighting it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm not going to at all. If I have to fight against everything, I'm not doing it.
And, but did that mean even?
Yeah, everything. I didn't. But I knew I'm supposed to. And I could tell the devil was fighting it, but now I know for sure, 100%. I'm supposed to minister. And I'm just keep seeking God, you know. But that's where I'm at right now. You know, that's a big step for me, just to say that.
So like, do you have any idea of what kind of ministry?
I think more of like encouraging. I don't know if I'll have long messages. Just encourage them. Power, healing. Just letting them know that God loves them. He desires a relationship with them. He wants to show himself real to each and every one of us. Just stuff like that.
So you have gone with me and you have spoken to some youth. And as he opens a door, you'll go in it, right?
Right.
I think you're getting a door open to one of the churches here in town, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then what about training? Are you going to train?
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Well, I've been traveling with you for a while. That's been a huge training. And I remember just in the very beginning, like, I knew the Lord was kind of, I don't know if you'd say tricking me, but he was setting everything up by me just being in the radio room listening to Mimi and her special guest and just hanging out with her special guest. And I'd pick him up at the airport and they'd take me out to lunch. And they're just, I remember at first they just asked me all these Bible questions and stuff. And I just sit there, you know, okay. But then, you know, they'd start ministering to me and show me love, you know, and tell me they're really proud of me and stuff like this. And
you've developed some close relationships right. with some of them. I know Brother Gary Wood, who died and went to heaven in 1966. I think you talking to him quite a lot.
Yeah, I do. If I ever, I'll call him about probably once a month.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I always collect people. My helper at Brother Hagin's said, my assistant, she said, you collect people like some people do teacups. And what I always wanted to collect were people who knew God, who knew God better than I knew him. And then I could find out more about him through them. You know, yes. I can find out for myself and my own relationship. But, oh, what I learned from Brother Halverson. What I learned from Brother Hagin, Sister Wilkerson. And all of these, all that knew God, Rachel Tiefetiller. And so then that has been happening to you.
Right.
With Brother Wiseman. And
yes. And Gary Wood. Yeah, Brother Gary Wood. And it's been I can really just sense the Lord just opening doors. And but going back on that training, you know, just being with you and doing that. And now I'm just seeking God about what else to do. So that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Just spending more time with the Lord and getting into his word more and more and building a stronger and stronger relationship day by day with him.
Are you watching the time?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Because he's our timekeeper over here as well.
I thought you were talking about like in the spiritual.
No, no. I'm talking about it. I didn't know he'd gotten caught up kind of in the spirit here. But and then he'll go out and men and women who move in the power of God will give him words from the Lord. We're not just talking about flaky things. We're talking about pastors and ministers. And they'll be the same word wherever we go, won't it, honey?
It will be, yeah. They'll be exactly around the same lines.
Mm-hmm. And
I remember I was with you one place, and a guy comes up to me, and he's like, you're going to be a minister of the gospel. It's all over you, all this. And I was like, I was thinking, I don't know about that. But, you know, now growing up in the Lord, you know, seeing it, and then same the words, you know, this go along right with that.
And then they'll talk to you. A lot of them will talk to you. What was the young man who ministered to you the other night? What was his name?
Nathan Morris.
Mm-hmm. And you were at a meeting at Tri-Lakes. He didn't know you at all.
No. No one knew who we were.
He came off that platform and he started telling you the things of God. What
the
did
things
he say?
That he started talking to me about the things that I've been going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it was kind of just cool, you know, I was thinking the Lord about it, you know, just basically said, you know, I know what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
he was telling me about that. He said, what's going to be going on this phase of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Lord's taking care of me, and, I'm going to get a revelation of it. And, he talked about how I reminded him of himself. And,
now he ministers with, Brother Kilpatrick and Brother right. Reinhardt Bonnke. And he did not know you. You liked that, didn't you? There were lots of people in that meeting, weren't there?
There was a lot of people.
Several thousand people. And he came off of that platform, had a big line up there to pray for, and he came down to you and he started talking to you about your life and how, in a way, it kind of paralleled his. And did it bear witness with you?
It was all confirmation what the Lord's been speaking to me about, exactly what he said. And I knew for about 2 weeks before, there's something special is going to happen on my birthday. It was my birthday and
April 6th.
And I was getting, I was telling you guys, like, building a relationship with God. In my quiet time, I was getting kind of like excited about my birthday. And I'm like, there's something here. So all day long, you know, I was wondering what it was. I knew that's what it was.
When your birthday came. Yeah. And now we were in a meeting in another part of town that Kylie and Melissa were having, Inside Out Conference. But you told your mom you wanted to go over to Tri-Lakes that night.
Right.
And I think Hannah did as well. Mm-hmm. And so when you got there, Hannah, you were wanting him to come up there and get on the line for brother to pray for. And
there were so many people that came up there. But it was... The line was, you know, you're really close together. And I was like, Brandon, come, because he had went to the restroom and then he came. And I was like, come up here. And he's like, I'm all right. And so he goes and sits back.
He was just sitting in his seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, about three rows back. Mm-hmm. You came in late, but somehow they put us on
the third row.
And so he came off of there. And how long did he minister to you?
I would say close to like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10 minutes. Now, these are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We need the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. See, in your own life, you read the Word. You pray in the Spirit. But then sometimes, now God doesn't guide you through prophets.
No.
I think that young man is a prophet. But it will confirm what he's already guided to you. It says in the Bible, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But then sometimes he'll send through some of the gifts, prophetic gifts, a confirmation for you. And so we're going to be talking about some of these things on Monday. We're going to ask you to come back and be with Brandon, Hannah, and me. And we'll at least talk about first Monday and Tuesday of next week for sure. We're right here at the time of the year when young people are seeking God. They maybe just got out of college. They maybe just graduated from university, or they may have just gotten out of high school, and they've got these decisions. Who do I marry? Where do I go to school? What happens? And so I'm going to ask Hannah and Brandon to talk about how they seek God for guidance, and we're going to do that Monday and Tuesday. Be sure to listen to all this week. You'll be so blessed. This is Billy Brim and family saying Shabbat Shalom.